Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. What a great show, man. This awesome. Has just been going like crazy. Tommy Gomes, Scott Lasap from the Fishmonger, Sporting Chef, Dead Meat. What else?
Tuna Bill Market. What
else?
Tuna
Bill. Yeah, these guys got a lot of stuff going.
A lot of hats.
Yeah,
and butter.
and we have a lot of texts, a lot of calls, and we're going to get to everyone we possibly can. But these guys are popular, but they also have a chance to win a great prize.
No doubt, man. And we got another full hour that we're going to be doing it, so plenty of time for your phone calls and your texts. If you want to join us this morning, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Or text the show. Again, text the show, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find. As soon as you fire up the text, you'll see the option of texting your question to the show. Also, make sure you include your contact info with that text, because if you're the winner of the big prize at the end of the show, we want to be able to call you back. So make sure with your text, include your contact info, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today. And Pete, you mentioned it before, a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, going to one lucky winner at the end of today's show.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
Today, our fishhook.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, the top anglers know that the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know that Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200? It's a reversible utility case for easy, tangle-free jig storage. Gamakatsu also offers lead heads. They have a full line of fishing pliers and clothing and more. For more complete lineup info, check Gamakatsu.com or your local tackle dealer. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Tommy, Scott. What a show, man. But, Pete, I got to tell you. So, you know, we've been doing this for like 30 years, I think.
Yeah,
and
over that.
And, you know, my normal routine is to make my breakfast, go in and sit by my computer, work on my notes, and listen to the show while I'm eating my breakfast. But I got to tell you, you know, over the years we've heard some crazy-ass stuff mentioned, but that conversation about Bear River fish parasites and beaver tail stew, man, that just brought me to my knees, yeah. Man.
That's a scrambled egg, Jason, Mark.
Yeah. Just to make sure they don't have any parasites.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was too much. But anyway, with that being said, guys, it was very nice to have a little northwest wind on the outside, but we just got a double dose of some southeast the last couple days along the coast. Holy cow, man. I was having lunch yesterday by the beach watching a howling southeast and some heavy squalls of drizzle coming by. And we had some guys with the local bass tournament yesterday, and, man, they got pounded, although the bass were biting a little bit. Bass fishing along the beach here is definitely on the upswing. The water's warming up and clearing up, and now bass are liking it. They're biting. And a little bit more good grade halibut moving in, and some tanker sea bass along the beach here. There was even one, like a 40-plus pounder caught off Newport Pier. That's a nice catch for off the pier. That guy was stoked. I saw some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been seeing them for a week or two down there, and one guy finally caught one. Pretty cool. So with the better weather, hopefully that northern Channel Island we'll get back on the sea bass situation up there. We'll see. There's been a lot around, but they've been just blown out. Nick will probably get checked this weekend. It's been a long time since they had any reports from out there because the weather. Santa Barbara Island recovering from the weather also, and it's trying. There's been a little bit of coverage there, a few sea bass and yellows both at the little island there. More coverage today for sure. Catalina, it's definitely been a little bit of a struggle to get going there. It's just some weird water conditions moving around the island. And but it looks like it's trying to straighten out. More squid showing up there, definitely from Cat Harbor to Little Harbor. And then down the other end there, more off the Palisades and the V's like that. There's been some squid, and by this time of year, there's got to be some good sea bass fishing and yellowtail fishing showing up there pretty quickly. Acclimate, you know, it's kind of like Catalina. It's been struggling, recovering from some of that wind we've had, but I think it's doing a little better job backside west and backside east and up in the cove have been the best for yellows and sea bass there for the guys that are really working at it. There's quite a bit of fish around the island if those conditions have been tough. And then offshore, kind of a week of less quantity, more quality for sure on the bluefin tuna bite there. You got to do the distance, though. That stuff had pushed up a little closer. It seemed like it trickled back down that better sector, like from that upper 500 down toward that 295, 238 sector in there. And, you know, that's a long haul on a private boat, and especially when you got to come up against some weather there. So it's been a little tough getting to the fish. But a sprinkle of fish up above the border yesterday, pushing up toward Clemente. So hopefully that keeps moving up. But, you know, with better weather this weekend and the next few days, hopefully good coverage. And the fact that bluefin is biting more troll baits this year for whatever reason. I mean, the guys with the spreader bars and the plugs and even the old school black and purple small marauders is also a good way to catch a bluefin. So, yeah, a lot of opportunity. Time to go catch something, guys.
Yeah, and fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all the information, all the numbers and everything else. And did you see that tanker sea bass caught right off of Point Loma? It was on Fishdope. Danny had the info there. It was just like they're fishing halibut. Oh, look what I got, that's a 40-pound awesome sea bass, right? They're around, right?
That's the way the guys get them. Yeah, there's been probably more than a few. You know, it doesn't get mentioned much, yeah. But that coastal sea bass thing is starting to get rolling, it looks like, this
they're
year.
Around.
Good news.
Yeah, and $20 off a new membership, thefishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $20 code. And speaking of sea bass, tomorrow, Captain Brandon Hayward.
Hey.
That's all I'm going to say.
There you go.
Sea bass, Brandon Hayward. Yeah, right?
Well, and, I mean, the traditional best week of sea bass fishing of the year is right around the corner.
Right.
You know that. The week that we are at Kingfisher in Sitka, Alaska.
Right.
Every year. There has not
that's
been
right.
a year in 10 years that I haven't gotten a text message from Neil like, boy, you really blew it again, man. Look at this. You know, like,
yeah, look at
this. Always sea bass. It always bites when we're up in Sitka. I mean, you could set your watch.
Yeah,
it. So
for sure.
That's coming. A couple weeks out.
Yeah, for sure. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we got the long Memorial Day weekend coming up. I think a lot of opportunities to go out and catch some fish, guys.
And some good weather this week.
Yeah.
Finally, we can say that, right?
Hard to believe.
I know. That's good. I might even go fishing. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. And while we wait for Marcos, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone. Got a couple of questions. One is for Rick. Has anybody tried using the assault diamond jig for fishing the bluefin? And I want to know what Tommy and Scott, what their favorite way of making some Alaskan halibut.
What do you think about the halibut, boys?
I'll take the cheeks anytime.
Yeah, you're a big cheek guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the cheeks. You know, everybody's into all kinds of different ways of cooking seafood now, but I'm just, when it comes to a delicate cut like that, an off cut, and utilizing the whole fish, I like to just simmer it in good old-fashioned unsalted butter with a little bit of pepper and a little bit of salt and squeeze a lemon, and I'm good. I'm good.
Scott, you have a favorite recipe?
You know, it's the same kind of thing. With a fish like halibut, I want it to taste like halibut. So I'm going to dust it a little bit, just lightly with flour to give it a little crust on the outside. Butter and olive oil, about half and half. Get that hot in the skillet. Put it skin side up if you've got skin on it. Once it's lightly browned, flip it over. Make a little tan sauce. Deglaze it with some white wine, lemon. throw in some fresh basil, a little tomato, and then finish it with some cold pickled butter for the pan sauce to put over the halibut. That's what I do.
About chefy on me, bro.
He's the sporting chef.
So good, man.
This is what he does, Tommy.
And at no time, Tommy, you'll notice at no time that I mention a flavor profile.
Right.
Tommy always wants to talk about the flavor. I think he's been watching Top Chef or something. I don't know what the deal is. But
what is a flavor profile? I want to know.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Tommy, go ahead. Tell us what the flavor profile is.
I've got to Google it. I forgot.
And I'll tell you one of the things that we haven't talked about that when we were talking about fish and 30 years ago and all that, the fish that we're eating now is a better product than what we had 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
The way they're catching fish, you know, the harpooning and the deep set buoy for swordfish.
Yeah.
There was a time I didn't really like swordfish. I go, it's a little dry. The swordfish that we're getting now, like out of the Bear Flag guys and Nick Hayworth that are locally, it's a different swordfish. Tommy, am I right?
Absolutely, 100%. It's totally different. It's not mass harvested. It's not anything like it used to be. The fishermen now are really starting to scale back. They're bringing in a better quality product, and they're getting a better price in most cases, so they don't need to catch as much. And so that's great for the resources, and it's great for the consumer, and it's definitely great for the commercial fishermen.
Tommy, is it more because the fish is individually handled when it's on the boat? Is it more because it's not struggling dying in a net and then being retrieved? Is it more because the fish is coming aboard the boat alive? Like, what is it that makes that buoy gear fish better than the gillnet fish?
It's all that, net fish, they do get in the net, they do suffocate, they do hemorrhage, and if it's rough weather, it takes a little bit longer for them to haul back and things like that. The deep set buoy gear fish, it's different. The fish doesn't hemorrhage into its own system, and it's just a firmer, better tasting flesh. Now, if the buoy gear goes wide open, which, would be nice if there was more guys being able to go catch more buoy gear fish. But we need to, and I'm going to get beat up for this, I know I am, but we need to regulate that on how many vessels, because the last thing I want to see is like opening day of lobster all the way out to Kamenning Island.
Flags everywhere you go.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, sure. And then it's going to come, now we have to do ropeless gear, and now we got to worry about the whales, and now it's just one thing
after another. Lots of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so we just
Needs to be controlled.
The deep set buoy gear is super cool, man, but there's nothing better than, buttonholing a nice swordfish with a harpoon.
That was going to be my next question, is what's the ultimate end table? You get to see all sides, the fishing part of it, the harvest, and then when it ends up in the market, is a harpoon fish still the best of it?
Yeah, I want to bow tie that thing, and I want it to be a pumpkin. The pumpkin colored swordfish. I don't know what it is.
What is a pumpkin colored swordfish?
It's when you cut into it, it's actually
just
the color of a pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah, and rarely do they make it to the market. They get divvied up amongst other commercial fishermen, or if they do make it to a market, you get the phone call, hey, I got a pumpkin swordfish, and all your buddies come down and buy it. It's definitely not something that would. It's kind of like a Lubar.
Yeah,
right.
Never seen it.
Doesn't really go in the case unless you've got a lot of it, and then we'll put a couple in the case.
Ooh, Lubar is good. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, a great text from Steve in OB says, "What causes the rainbow-colored sheen on some fillets that you see?"
It's just a mishandling of the fish. It's an older fish. It wasn't refrigerated properly. It's got a little time on it. It does not necessarily make it a bad fish. And when it comes to that, check your senses, smell, touch, look at it, use your common sense when it comes to seafood. And when you see that colored sheen, you see it a lot on older tuna. Just refrigeration, temperature fluctuation, and things like that will cause that when you cut it. Doesn't necessarily make it a bad fish. There's other things you can do with that fish.
Yeah, but so what are the key things when you're buying fish that you say, no, I'm not going to buy this fish? What's the first thing that that you say, no, that don't buy that?
Well, we're grading. We'll take tuna bluefin right now. Let's take that. We have to grade that fish, and You know, there's still guys that are putting them in the head gaff, and they're bringing them over the rail and dumping them on there and jumping up and down going, yeah, you know. Meanwhile, that fish is flopping around, and it's hemorrhaging, it's stressed out and all of that. We can't have that. And they think that they're going to bring that fish in and get wicked tuna prices, which is just a drama type TV show, and get $19 a pound. No, you're not, dude. You're going to get maybe $3 because the fish is beat up. And or a net fish, a drip net fish, when it comes up over the stern and it comes up through that roller, if the net's wrapped up and they don't see it, but the fish comes up over the roller, one side of that fish is no good. It's just like when a fish is dumped on a deck, rod and reeled. And then is that fish brought on at the right time with the right pressure, rod and reel fish? Did it burn at the core? Did it release a histamine? All of these things come into factor. And so there's multiple things that you have to do when you're actually grading the fish. It's not just a tail cut and running a probe down it and squeezing it out and looking at the colors and stuff like that. You know, this isn't TV. It's not TV. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and some guys in the industry have been doing it for a very, very long time, while others just got a boat and bought a commercial license, and all of a sudden they want to go out and they want to be, you know, Captain A.
But you can tell by looking at it.
Yeah, you can tell by looking at them right off the butt. You know, the skin rash, the tail beat, you know, if it comes in and the tail, it's kind of like catching a fresh albacore that's been traveling. Remember albacore? Those were those fish that we all used to fish.
Yeah, those things with the long fins.
But the fins, when you'd catch them, and you could tell that it was a new batch coming in, because their tails were a little jagged and their fins were a little jagged at the end because they've been swimming for thousands and thousands of miles and not stopping. It's kind of like that, only this fish was beating itself on the deck and flopping around. And yeah, they throw a gunny sack over it, or do they even make gunny sacks anymore?
Right.
I don't know. But they throw something over the eye to calm the fish down, and but you still have skin rash on one side. You know, not everybody's laying a baby crib mattress down on the deck. And I say baby crib mattress because they're cheap.
Yeah.
You lay those down on the deck for your fish to rest on.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are just pulling them over the rail and high-fiving each other and popping a beer while the fish is, you know, swimming up the river like a salmon, you know, going up the side of your boat.
Yeah, well, that John Christensen from Point Loma Seafood taught me that early on. You know, we used to, like, gaff the fish and then throw it on the deck. And he's like, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, you just can't do that to the fish. You can't do it. It's like beating it up, right?
You have to honor the species. I mean, they've been around for a long time. You have to honor the species. Seafood is a very valuable source, and, you know, it's great to catch and everything, but it is the only protein that we don't manufacture. We manufacture our pigs, our chickens, our cow. Wild seafood, you go out, you lay it on the line, and you get it. And at $6 a gallon for fuel, you got to take care of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, speaking of which, like Scott, like dead meat, I mean, you beat the heck out of some of that stuff, right?
Well, if we can, we're going to shoot them in the head. Then they'll usually flop around too long after that.
Yeah.
And by the way, we did a show for the frustrated SoCal duck hunters. I got a guy, Sean Gingery, with Salton Sea Outdoors, a duck hunt on the Salton Sea you'll see in November on dead meat. You know, the Salton Sea, as you know, is, you know, it's the Hills Have Eyes, it's a freak show, it's a crazy place. The duck hunting there, if you go with a guide, and this Sean Gingery with Salton Sea Outdoors is the guide, met him through Dan Major, who was a commercial fisherman there in San Diego. And you'll see Dan on the show a few times, but I would highly recommend a Salton Sea duck hunt, believe it or not.
And Sean was a sport boat guy. He was C4 sport fishing, half day, full day. He's a local guy now, big time duck hunter.
I'll be darned. Huh. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back in the phones.
Phones are packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Mo? Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got a fish report from L.A. Bay, and another thing that I went to Summit Gas Station, and they're closed from 2 to 3, so the boaters know. You know, if you want to gas up, schedule your time before that.
Because normally they're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah, but they close from 2 to 3
a.m.
Good to know.
I'll have to find out from the guys over there what the story is on that. Thanks for letting us know. But what a great spot, right?
Yes, it's a great spot, you know, unless the arena's having a concert, then it's not so good.
Yeah, but from 2 to 3 in the morning, I don't think that's happening.
No, but we gassed up when we got back at 8 o'clock, you know, and it was a nightmare. But hey, forget about that. I just want to tell people, don't go between 2 and 3 in the morning to gas your boat up. Schedule your gas up early.
And get free ice.
But you get free ice. So I went to L.A. Bay, and we got a nice black sea bass, about 50 pounds, a snowy grouper, 30 pounds, a lot of gabbria, a lot of yellowtail, and had a good time. So
cool. That's great,
that
Mo.
Was L.A. Bay.
All right, cool. What a great spot. Hey, thanks, Mo. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, I had a great text. This one was from Stacy. Stacy Stevens says, when I catch rockfish, should I bleed it like we do with our tuna? And then also, when we freeze it and then take it out, should we thaw it very slowly, the same way we do tuna? How do we treat rockfish to get our best possible product?
Yeah, you definitely want to bleed them. Ikijimi is great. It's really catching on. They've been doing it for centuries.
Does it make a difference, Ikijimi?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. And rockfish is, I mean, we have so many different species of rockfish here in Southern California and in California coastline that we should be eating that rather than the Brazino and farmed-raised stuff coming in from around the world. I mean, rockfish is delicious.
What's your favorite rockfish to eat? Copper, right?
No. Gotta be reds.
Red. Yeah, reds are the best for millions.
Remember those ones back in the day at Colin, those 5 to 7 pounders?
Oh.
Remember they were in like 60 fathoms of water and you would get those 5 to 7 pound reds? And we, being Portuguese family, I mean, mom would bake the whole thing in the oven like a roast with a tomato sauce and onions and capers and all this stuff. Yeah, I miss those days. You know? And then, Scott, you want to take the defrost into that question?
You know, the one of the things that I've told people, and I mentioned at the Fred Hall show over and over and over again, is to, when you're thawing your fish, once it's thawed, keep it wrapped in 2-ply paper towels. I want you to wick as much of that fish juice out of it as you can. When the paper towels get wet, rewrap it, wick as much of that moisture out of there. So that way, when you throw your fish into a skillet, it's going to absorb the white wine and the lemon and the butter and all that instead of competing with fish juices. So if you've got your fish floating around in a Ziploc bag in this pink, funky fish juice, it's not going to make it taste better when you cook it.
No.
So get it really, 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 really super dry. It's going to brown faster. It's going to absorb the flavors that you add to it, and it won't compete with the funky juice.
And, you know, AFCO now has these great
absorber
pads that you can buy, and they're like ultra absorbent, made to fit, to wrap into fillets, put them in your bag or whatever. But that would be a great thing to defrost fish, too.
We sell them at the tackle store. They're awesome. Like, they've got a lot of fish care stuff now. Like Tommy was saying, it's becoming such a big part of it, you know. AFCO now has high-end knives. They have, you know, Shinke wires for doing the Ikijimi process. Yeah. They've got the absorber pad. You know, they're putting a lot of care into that part of it. You don't necessarily need to worry less about filling the freezer, worrying more about producing a really kick-ass piece of fish at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, kill less and eat better.
Eat better, yeah. Hey, speaking of Fred Hall, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Bart. Everyone. What a great show. My goodness. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Bart, how have you been?
Good hearing from you.
Well, you're on my mind. I've been meaning to call you for about a month. First of all, I have a great idea that I will talk to you about off the air so that when the shows return in 2023, there is the possibility that you can do a lot of good stuff and still interact with all of the people and probably stay in your bedroom. So we'll talk about that later.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, but first of all, I want you to tell the story of you and Allie McGraw early in the morning on Channel 5 at the Long Beach show And I want, if you do remember, the...
I do. I had some big sea scallops, and she said, those look like testicles. And I'm thinking, not to me, they look like sea scallops, but she was talking about how she went to the testicle festival and that kind of thing. And I think where we kind of tipped the scales is when she took a bite, and I said, does it taste familiar? Oh, implying... implying something other than a scallop, and they actually got it in the studio, and they caught the joke and all that. And so she's a good sport. I miss doing stuff with her.
Oh, man.
She's one of the few people you could throw just about anything at, and it didn't tip. She stayed with you. So
the things you hear at the Fred Hall show, and so we're looking forward to that, Bart.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm pretty busy when that's going on. Well, I'm not as busy as other people are, but I'm pretty busy. And there's three things that I do at the show. I listen to Dave Hansen. I listen to Corey Sandin, and then I go and listen to Tommy and Scott. And it's just those are the three things I never missed, and it was really, really wonderful. And one more thing, Scott, I want to point out. Now, 1 year we did have a cooking competition at Long Beach, and I was the competition against that Latha, the famous international producer and chef, and then the people got to taste what we both made, and then they got to raise their hands of which they liked best. Who won that one, Scott?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I don't remember, Bart. Why don't you tell me?
No, you don't remember that. Well, I do, and I remember it finally. And I just love you guys, both of you guys. You're fantastic. You're great for the industry. You're great to communicate with people about fishing and how to take care of fishing. And this has been such a great show, Pete and Rick. What a great idea.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Fun, thanks, buddy. Bart. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your texts. We're going to check in with Billy Eaton of Western Outdoor News. We got so much great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-up line of Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena come up to the rescue. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call them at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Cutwater
Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder. And they know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you got to do, too, is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. This has been such a fun
Tommy
show.
And Scott, so much fun. We got to do this more often, guys, for sure. Hey, right now we have Bill Egan from Western Out There News on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. How's everything at Western Out There News?
Oh, things are great. It's been a busy, busy year. Already ran about 7 tournaments this year. Just returned from the Havasu Striper Derby last weekend for our 40th anniversary. It was an awesome event. Lots of great fish were caught, but we're looking forward to our first saltwater event coming up next month, June 11th, the California Yellowtail Jackpot.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Oh, nice.
It's our second annual California Yellowtail Jackpot. It's mirrored a lot like our Cabo Tuna Jackpot that's been very successful down in Cabo. We started a tuna jackpot a couple of years ago as well, but this one's a one-day, three biggest yellowtail tournament out of the San Diego Marlin Club. We're going to do a shotgun launch at Sable Light in the morning, let all the boats go out, compete, and have a great time. There's $10,000 up for first place based on 50 boats that Suzuki Marine is putting up, with $5,000 for the second place and $3,000 for the third place.
Ooh,
team bringing in the three largest yellowtail.
That's some real money.
Yeah, it is. And so, well, how does somebody get into that?
Well, the best way is to go to wonews.com, go to our tournaments page. You'll find the link for all the information about the yellowtail tournament, also our tuna tournament coming up in August. But, you know, we're going to go down there. We've got great sponsors like Costa and Hook and Penn, and all these guys are putting up some awesome products. There's yellowtail options, tuna options, because obviously we know the tuna are running pretty close by right now, and the yellowtail bite back, which we've been picking up a little bit. So we're doing that, and as always, the Make-A-Wish Foundation of San Diego is involved, so a portion of all the option money goes to Make-A-Wish. I think we donated about $5,000 last year with some of the teams at the tuna tournament that we did, and we're really looking forward to kicking it off. The fishing seems to be doing great, and can't wait.
Yeah, well, again, how does one get into the Western Out There News Yellowtail Jackpot Tournament coming up here just in a few weeks?
Yeah, it's June 11th, so go to wonews.com. I'm got a nickname for the event called the Hamachi Bowl, and go to our website. Yeah, it's kind of, we all like to eat hamachi. I'm guilty, that's for sure. But it's June 11th. Go to wonews.com, click on our tournaments page. You'll see all the events that we do, and the top of the page will be the California Yellowtail Jackpot. You can have a team of two and up to four for $400, and if you want to have a fifth or sixth angler, they're just $100 each, and it's going to be an awesome event. We had about 28 boats last year, and we're looking to fill it at 50 boats so that we can pay out the top $10,000 to that first-place team and all the other great sponsors' items. There'll be a barbecue on Saturday put on by the San Diego Marlin Club on the 11th afterwards. So basically you can fish from Safe Light till about 5 o'clock, and you've got to be in between 5 and 7 o'clock for weigh-ins, with the barbecue starting at 7:30. So go to wonews.com, click on our tournaments page, and come out and see us.
All right, Bill Egan, sounds awesome. Appreciate that very much, and, of course, we'll get an update and maybe even get some results from you. Appreciate that very much.
You got it, guys. Thanks very much. Have a great morning. I just sent you a picture so you could post that as well.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call from Western Out There News. Always a great partner with Let's Talk Hookup. Another great partner, CCA California. Chris is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Pete, Rick, Tommy, Scott. How are you guys?
Great, great. What's going on?
Hey, I thought I was busy. Those Western Out There News guys, I mean, I feel I feel like they're way busier than I am.
Yeah, they got a lot going on, for sure.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know we have our L.A. Chapter annual barbecue at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club here up in Compton going on today. Tickets and tables are still available, but there are only a few left, so we'd love to see anyone still wanting to come out. We'd love to see you guys here. The barbecue's already fired up, ready to roll, and it's mouthwatering.
Wow, sounds great. And it, and of course, it's a great event. They've had it. This is, what, the third year they've done it there?
Yeah, I think this is year number three at Compton. We've bounced around the last couple of years with COVID and everything. But I tell you, I mean, these guys have done a remarkable job with this facility, and we're lucky to be here for sure.
All right, so how does one get involved today at the Compton Rod and Gun Club?
All you have to do is just plug that in your phone into your GPS and come on down. We're going to start at 11 a.m.
Huh?
Yep, just show up. We're going to start at around 11 a.m. This first seminar with Oliver Solis from Fishing Syndicate is going to be at 11:30, and our lunch is going to be served shortly after that. So come on down, and good times are definitely going to be had here.
Great. Nice. All right. Appreciate that, Chris, from CCA. Appreciate that very much, and look forward to a great event today.
I'm so glad that wasn't Wayne.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot.
So
appreciate
good.
That.
They had a fun text. This one was from Dino in Lakeside. It says, my nephew Eric used to work with Tommy back on the sport boat Galilean way back in the day, and he tells me a story about Tommy cooking anchovies by throwing a scoop of anchovies in a bucket and then knocking all the scales off of the boat hose. Then Tommy would fry them up with a secret coating. My nephew said it was the best French fry you've ever had in your life. Tommy, he says, Tommy, how do I get the recipe? And that's from Dino in Lakeside.
It's Dino, thank you for that. It's funny because we were, right before the show,
yeah. We
were reminiscing about the old days and stuff. So, yeah, we took the anchovy.
Straight out of the tank.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Straight out of the tank. We had I had a knotless bait net, and I had a bait net that had knots in it for the squid. Didn't use the one with the knots. I didn't use that for anchovies. I used it for when we made candy squid at the Coronado Islands. Anyways, I would take the anchovies with the bait scoop that had the knots in it, and I would swirl the anchovies around in the bait, and it would knock off the scales, and then dunk it into the tank and keep rinsing it off, rinsing it off. And believe it or not, it was Krusty's pancake mix, salt and pepper, and that was it, because they didn't have flour on the boats. We had Krusty pancake mix for the pancakes made for breakfast.
And so tell the truth, why did you really make that for the people?
To sell more beer.
Salty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Add a little more salt to it. And I would walk around the boat, and the guys would just start macking on that, and it was great.
And then they'd go buy a beer.
Yeah, and then we did it. Larry Heil was running a boat called the Tradition, which I think is the Ocean Odyssey now. I'm not sure. But I went and did a trip with him, rock cod trip down to Colonnette, back in the day, and I walked around the boat with those, and he's like, what are you doing? I go, I got deep fried ocean french fries, man, anchovies, and I'm eating them. And he's like, let me see those. And I gave him some. He goes, can you make some more of those?
Yeah, yeah, we can.
There you go.
Deep fried ocean french fries.
Yeah, and so the theory on that is, if the big fish eat the small fish, why don't we eat the small fish?
No, sure.
Why don't we eat the mackerel, the sardines, yeah. The Spanish mackerel, the anchovies?
And really, you talk to a lot of doctors and stuff, sardines and anchovies are the best fish to eat health-wise.
They're delicious.
Period.
They're delicious.
Yes. My doctor tells me that all the time. It's like, thanks. Anyway,
yeah.
I'll stick with salmon.
You gotta scoop, man.
Hashtag eat bait.
Eat bait.
Now,
that's right.
Is that one of the things that, you know, you talked about all the tin fish. You said it's not just small fish, but is that some of the things? You said some of the exotic tin fish that you have in the market are some of the best around. Does that include anchovy, sardine, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, razor clams, whole baby squid, baby eel. All of this stuff, man, it's just delicious. And here in America, we've lost touch with our seafood because we know this. Guys like us don't see it this way, but the rest of Middle America does. They want a 4-ounce piece of fish, bloodline out, skin off, no bones, and they don't want it to taste like fish. They get a piece of chicken. Next.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
real.
Can I help you in the back?
Yeah.
You know? And that's just the way it is, you know. And seafood is one of those things that we should be eating more of. And like I said earlier, you know, people read the label of what's in their dog and cat food, but not what they're putting in their body. If you had a brand new Corvette, which is a sexy driving machine, and you pull up to
Scott's got a couple of them, I think.
Yeah, he's got four.
Yeah.
And so if you drive into the gas station, you don't put the, well, I was going to say cheap gas, but there's no such thing anymore. But you don't put regular fuel in it. You put the premium high octane in it. Otherwise, it runs bad. Stop putting lousy fuel in your body.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Scott, talk to Tommy. How about we talk to Ed? He's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a kind of a story about that uni butter. A while back I went fishing with Tommy. I won a trip with him, and he gave me about 10 containers of that uni butter. And I was on, I think it was on JD's boat, Fisherman 3. And we were out off the coast there a little bit, and I put some of the uni butter on a piece of plastic, and I threw it out, and I was catching fish in it. And I looked around, and my little jar of uni butter had fallen overboard, and it was floating towards the kelp patties. And the fish were boiling on that stuff, trying to eat that container.
Yeah. It was great.
So is that still the same formula that you use now or for that uni butter, or is it a different kind of thing?
No, 100% the same formula. As a matter of fact, me and my fishing partner, Jim, we still bottle it by hand, one at a time. And,
So it's still available.
Yeah, it's available. It just takes a while to get.
We've got it. We love
it. It's the stuff.
It is a staple. If a guy's bass fishing, we still, at least in the tackle store, we love it. You know, back from the San Diego. It works.
No, you put something on it, whether it's Pro-Cure, whether Pro-Cure hot sauce, uni butter, or fishing gulp, whatever it is, put something on it.
Yeah. Good call. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the call. Hey, this is from Rory in Lakeside. He wants to know if there's any fishmonger gear, shirts, hoodies that are going to be available, and when are you going to have them? How does he get them?
Soon coming.
Sorry?
Yeah, soon coming. It really, truly is. I get hit up a lot. I had a couple of hats made, and I had jackets made for the crew for Scott.
Scott, did you get one?
Tommy, did I get one?
No.
Yeah, did Dan Walsh get one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Dan Walsh got one. Jim got one. I have Scott's hanging in the garage. I haven't seen him yet. I wanted to give that to the crew for my token of appreciation for what they've done for me on a personal level, you know.
So what about for the public? Are we going to start to see some?
We'll get them. As soon as Tunaville Market and Grocery gets up and running, we'll go ahead and we'll have some in there.
All right. Well, speaking of gear, I'm going to put a plug in for our website, letstalkhookup.com. We still have some limited quantities of that sale going on. AFCO Vertex shirts for regularly $54 for $29. Horizon weatherproof jackets, regularly $118 for $74. The Samurai Performance shirt, long sleeve shirts, regularly $35 for $19. And we still have a few of the Vista quarter zips for $27. So letstalkhookup.com on the shop page. Buy it up and get them while they last, because I'm almost out.
I believe that. I believe that for sure.
All right.
Hey, you got a great text from Dave in Carmel Valley. I want to know from Tommy and from Scott, what are your favorite and least favorite seafood to eat?
Scott, go ahead.
You know, my favorite, and one of the things that we have found with the show is eating those 1 to 2 pound fish, the whole fish, whether it's porgies that we had on the East Coast,
delicious,
rockfish. You know, Tommy makes a point on the show very often of saying everybody wants that 6-inch skin off, pin bones out, pre-portioned tuna, salmon, swordfish, but really it's those whole fish where you're just picking all the delicious parts off it, grill it whole.
Yeah.
It's so much better. My least favorite fish so far is on the Dead Meat Show, and it's hagfish. Hagfish. So we were in Avila with a guy who catches 8 to 10,000 pounds of live hagfish, and then live freights them, air freights them over to Korea. You have to look them up. They've got like a lamprey-like mouth and no eyes, and if a fish eats it, they eat the fish from the inside out. They'll come right out the other end. We peeled it, gutted it, cut the head off, and you know, like with a rattlesnake, it'll move around for 20 or 30 minutes after it's dead. The next day, after being in a walk-in with no organs, head, or skin, they're still moving 12 hours later.
Oh, yeah. Man. What about a lizard fish, Tommy? You ever had a lizard fish?
They're delicious. Okay.
I'm done with this conversation.
I'm telling you right now, they are delicious. They are good. They are good. I know I tell guys that, and they're looking at me. No. My worst fish is a lancet fish. It comes off
lancet
of
fish.
Yeah, longline fish, deep, deep water fish. When I was working with the opas and utilizing that whole fish, I tried the lancet fish, and hard pass.
Okay, that's the pass.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can trust a guy who's putting lizard fish in the plus category. But I mean, you know, but if that guy says that a lancet fish is bad, I'm not even going to
go near
the same room with it.
Yeah, that's it. For sure. All right. Well, let's try and jump back in the phones real quick.
Benjamin from Carlsbad, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Tommy, Pete, Rick, Scott, you guys, man, what legends. I'm talking, Tommy, anybody who has a $7,000 fillet knife is a samurai, so you have to say Watashiwa Samurai Desk. That's your name from now on. That's an must be an amazing knife.
It definitely is. Melio Knives up in Vista does a great job for a lot of those local chefs from Oceanside down and Las Vegas, and he's just a super cool dude, man. I love that guy.
Right. One of these days, hopefully, I'll get to meet him. I hope Cowboy's okay. I hope he didn't slip on a booger. And the only other thing I was going to say is, you know, all this time I've been eating beaver raw, and I didn't even know you could cook it.
I'm just gonna let that hang there.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
Yeah,
I appreciate the phone call very much.
Sure. Yeah, indeed. Anyway, I'm not even safe to think for that. Yeah.
So we
have just a couple minutes left. I want Scott to say where are all these different productions you have, and I'm really excited about the ranch show coming up too.
Yeah.
Where can we see all this stuff?
Outdoor Channel. If you go to Outdoor Channel website, you'll see all about, you know, you'll have the schedule and when Tommy's show airs, the Fishmonger show. We've basically got all of our shows are on Sportsman and Outdoor Channel, but Outdoor is where you're most likely to see it. You've got Sporting Chef that comes up in September, followed by Dead Meat in the fall, right after that, starting in November. Fishmonger comes back around in April next year, the new season. But we've still got a few more shows of the new season on Outdoor Channel. I know, Tommy, you've got a Monday night little viewing party in town there, and that's been well attended.
Yeah.
I want you to check out Fishmonger on Monday night, because you're going to see, if you've never seen 25,000 pounds of fresh sea scallops, these guys are really, really good at what they do.
Yeah,
let's continue that.
You got it. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to San Diego Landing, but all those amazing rub, smoke, fish, the pokey kit, all available at their great location at Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or check fishermansprocessing.com. When we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on Liberty out of San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great. Fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch to San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner, whether we're doing a caller or a texter. Tommy's going to do us the honors.
Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
All right, it is from a texter, and congratulations, Russ from San Diego. You got it. You're going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing on a full-day trip. Congratulations.
Yeah, bro. Hey, congratulations. I'm not sure where Russ was from, but I
just guessed that. Based on the area,
oh, I think he's out. He's out. Oh, 858. Okay, yeah.
That's why I said San Diego. Yeah, you're probably San Diego right. For sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, Sporting Chef Productions, Scott Lasap, thanks for joining us from beautiful Northern California. And, again, Outdoor Channel is the place for all your productions. Give us the list.
Fishmonger, Dead Meat, Sporting Chef, and the new show Ranch America. You won't see anything about Ranch America yet because we're in production on that, but for now, keep your eyes on the Fishmonger. That's what's happening.
All right, and how do you subscribe to the Outdoor Channel? Just do it through the web or something?
Yep, you can go to Outdoor Channel. I mean, it's on everywhere, or you can go to My Outdoor TV streaming, and there's just about everything you've ever seen on Outdoor and Sportsman Channel there, and I think it's $10 a month or something like that. You can get everything.
We've got that. You watch everything.
Yeah. And Tommy, how do we find you? Fishmonger, of course, and then the new Tunaville restaurant coming up soon, right?
Fish market, not a restaurant.
Okay, yeah. Restaurant.
Trying to make money.
It's a fish market. Yeah. All right. We'll look forward to that, and it's right down the right there at Driscoll's Wharf.
Right on the water.
Yeah, can't miss it. Tommy, thanks for the time. Scott, thanks for the time. Thank you all out there for appreciating that. We're going to have a great show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Brandon Hayward from Fight Sport Fishing will be here. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and manning all the great stuff on the board, and Adam for all he does. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.